Lance. So Lance, what do you think of the race so far?
I think it was great to be in it. Let me rephrase that. It was it's good to be in an event. I wasn't a competitor, and I kind of thought I had a little bit. I had visualized this race turned out a little bit different than what's going on with me right at the moment. The team I have sitting out here at the moment is not the team I brought, if that makes any sense.
No, it doesn't. What do you mean?
Well, we started off with, well, I got here Monday before the race. On Tuesday, three of my dogs started kind of sneezing, turned into a little bit of a cough, turned into not eating for a couple of days prior to the race. So I knew right away that those three things are key ingredients to success. My teams are normally known for their attitude and their appetites. Again, both of those things really weren't up to par, and I knew if it wasn't fixed by Friday at 6:45 when I left, we was going to have to take a different option or a different backseat, if you will. And so my goal coming into the race wasn't a position. It was more getting 12 dogs around the course. Not too many people do that. So in order to do that, you normally can't be racing aggressively. I'm not really racing aggressively. Haven't been for a while. I'm happy to be in an event. Unfortunately, it's not even close to what I had set out to do, or my team isn't up to par, I should say. I can stand here and make all kinds of excuses. I'm not going to do that and bore you.
So you don't have all 12 dogs?
No, ma'am, I do not have all 12. If I left here right now with all the 100% happy, healthy, ready to go, I would leave with 3. So I have 8 at the moment. The last 20 miles or so, I had 1 pulling the whole time. I call him my bulldozer, the big black guy in lead, Rad. But everybody else is kind of hit and miss. They have moments for 20, 30 miles or what have you. It's like I said, this is not the team that I brought here, but it's the team I'm driving, and I'm being patient, and I'm driving them accordingly, so that when we get to the finish line, it's somewhat of a positive experience. We didn't come to put a bad impression in their minds. And
so, tell me about your dogs. You have 8 right now. How old are they? Who are your leaders?
To start from your first question, I have 3 veteran K300 dogs. They're 7 years old. All 3 were my leaders. Missy, her sister Airhead, and a big black guy named Rad. My other 3 leaders were in the Copper Basin 2 weeks ago with my handler. As well as 2 other dogs. So I still have 5 key dogs at home. I brought 9 new ones here to, not that I don't know what they're made of, but there was 3 of them that had only run a 50-mile race prior to this weekend. 2 of those 3 are still here, and they're doing okay. I'm not going to say they're up to par, but I'm not disappointed. It's part of preseason racing and working out the kinks and hopefully any, viruses or whatever the case may be. At the musher drawing at the headquarters, there were several conversations about viruses that have been on different trails that people are training on and different kennels picking it up. And some dogs run through it fast, some don't. It's what it is. So unfortunately, I think I got a little taste of that just prior to the event. It's not like a little weekend, backyard race is this is a huge deal. And so to come here with a little different mindset and a and a team that was, in my opinion, ready to race. I know what these boys are driving. I watch them. I'm around them occasionally. And I know the type of team it takes to not only win long distance, but middle distance as well. And I felt this is a team. Now we're going to have to just see if we can get them back together, hold them together, and get them to Nome and see how we end up there.
Nome or Bethel?
To Nome. I'm almost to Bethel here. No, I'm gonna be dragging in probably around the banquet time. this race now is not, like I said, it's not a position. I know what position I'm in. I know what position I'm going to finish. I'm guaranteeing I'm going to finish 21st. If I got to camp at the old man or no man's sign outside of Bethel to make sure that happens. My next main race is I did a rod, and again, I know what this team is capable of. I just was hoping that I was that I could show some of these guys that I'm still able to do this. And it's been a while since I had a team that's been competitive, and nor have I been training to compete in races. I've been in events, but not to race to win. And I honestly believe this team I'm driving right now is a team that can win any middle or long distance race in the state. And occasionally I have the opportunity to drive them and I do something right and we end up in the winner's circle, but that's been a while.
So tell me about the roster though, the roster of competitors this year. What do you think?
Oh, these guys are, these are the cream of the crop, the best in the world. You know, obviously Pete, he's been dominating this race here for quite some time. Matt Fahler, Yor, Wade. I mean, the list goes on. We got a new guy, Dave Turner. Not new to racing by no means. These are the guys that you're going to be hearing about, and these names are going to be household names here not very long. Pete Kaiser's probably got a lot of good years with this dog team that he's driving now. And, you know, the support from the community and those are the things that make success happen. It's not Pete Kaiser. It's the team of people, his dogs, all those things that make Pete Kaiser. And it's like putting a puzzle together. You know, you get it all done, it's a masterpiece. But, again, there's future champions in this event right here that haven't yet won, but are undoubtedly going to. Wade Mars, he's definitely got what it takes and been knocking on the door here lately. Will Rhodes, that's my niece's husband, Brenda Mackey. That's the championship team right there. They're just now getting used to the 300s and this type of competitors. Not that they're not competitive in the races they have ran and won, but this is just a little step up from what they're used to. So undoubtedly that team right there is going to be something to deal with for quite some time. There's another guy that's not up at the front right now, but undoubtedly will be and has been, Travis Fields. That guy's got what it takes. He's got to learn a little bit of patience. You know, I talked to him here a little bit ago, and he said it was a self-inflicted move. And I completely understand what he meant. He pulled the hook from the starting line and put his foot to the floor and held it there until it exploded. And he got to learn how to do that a little different. So he's sitting out here right now, wheels are falling off, hood's up, and steam's rolling out. So it's a humbling experience, undoubtedly. So I'm sitting out here with 8 flat tires myself. And I've done this. I know how to do it. It's not my first time. And I didn't go out there with my foot to the floor. I went out very conservative. And maybe that was the problem. They've been used to training faster than I have in the past. I don't know. But back to my roster. 3 7-year-olds that are leaders. I have 9 new dogs to the team. Again, veterans of different races, including I did ride last year, some of them, but they were only 1 and 2 year olds. Now they're 2 and 3 year olds, which make up that 9 dogs. We have high hopes for the new ones, and we have another group at home. So, for my kennel, it's kind of on the rebuild. And unfortunately, the driver's getting a little bit of a, antique, as they say. I'm a little beat up, but I still love driving dogs and training dogs. And, you know, racing occasionally is fun. Weather like this is not normal for here. So I told my buddy Dave, he's got to come back next year and get the real weather effect. But I picked a good year to come back, and, you know, not disappointed at all with what we're going to accomplish. Got some good experience on the dogs. I always am learning something, even if it was something I already knew that I forgot about. I relive them, and I make mistakes just like everybody else. And I like to say it's my first time every time, because sometimes it looks like my first time.
Well, thank you so much, Lance. That was awesome. And we'll see you at the finish line in your Red Lantern position.
All right. Yeah, well, it might take me until this time tomorrow, but I'll get there.
All right. Thank you, Lance.